Okay, so this is Neil Vokey here with Frank Carter, and it's June 17th, 2016. And we'll just start with, maybe your origins and your relationship with Miners Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, I was on the original non-council board and spent probably 25 years on the board of directors. I've been president, I've been a director, and that sort of thing.
Of the museum.
Of the museum, yeah.
And do you want to talk about what you were just telling me about, but I cut you off?
I've always had an interest in history. Railroad history is, railroad and logging history has been kind of special to me. Never really got much time to spend on that because we took on running the museum, and I'm not sure quite how we come up with Miners Memorial Day, but I've been involved with Miners Memorial Day pretty well from the start. I know I was a part of the regional council of the BCGU union, and I know we used to, the BCGU did a lot to support Miners Memorial Day. We donated money. Cliff Anstein, who was one of the key people in the BCGU, I know he was here for a good number of years speaking and that sort of thing. So through my connection with the BCGU and local history and that, I've been a part of Miners Memorial Day in the museum for quite a while.
What do you think is the importance or the legacy of an event like Miners Memorial?
Well, why it's important to me, as a young man, I went to work for the Department of Highways, and there was a lot. I went to work there in 1969, and miners, after Sable River mine closed, my understanding, they sat on the lawn of the Department of Highways until they got hired. So most of the workers, when I went there, probably at least two-thirds of them were ex-miners. And once they realized who I was, my grandfather worked at Number 5 Mine, and some of the miners were indirectly related to the Carter family. They kind of took me under their wing. And I really liked how the miners stuck together, looked after each other, and there was a problem, safety problem, or financial problem, or somebody was wrongfully dismissed, they would take action. They'd take action right on the spot. First day on the job, they kind of had a bit of a wobble. They wanted the flag person of the day to sweep the highway while he's supposed to be controlling traffic. And the miners felt that that was unsafe, and the first afternoon I was there, only been there for 4 hours, we had a meeting, and you better attend. So I had great respect for the miners, how they looked after each other. They taught me what unions were about. Through that time, I learned about Ginger Good through my dad, and it was something I was quite proud to be part of.
Yeah, this is great. This is like an elaboration of our interview a few years ago.
Right.
And so maybe you want to just segue into your relationship with the Ginger Goodwin story.
I grew up in Royston. We were, one of our neighbors was Jim and Mary Randall. Jim was a very fine man, very soft-spoken, hard worker. They learned to live more or less organically. He was quite a talented woodworker, made cedar chests and inlaid wood tables and that sort of thing. And had great respect for him. He was like a grandfather sort of figure. His wife was just like a grandmother. She looked after us. She'd bring us over a rice pudding or something at least once a week. If I was out monkeying around doing something that I wasn't supposed to, like playing on rail cars and stuff like that, she'd come in, you get home, and that sort of thing. So when my dad told me about how Jim Randall was apparently with Ginger Goodwin, and my dad said that Dan Campbell turned the rifle on him after Ginger Goodwin was shot and asked him if he wanted the same thing. So it's a story that kind of grew on me and my brother Gordon, who sings the Ginger Goodwin song, something to be part of and be involved in.
Yeah. And you know, it's a very, I think you have very deep personal connections to the local history. On a broader scale, what do you think the importance of labor history is?
Well, for me, it taught me what it was like to stick up for yourself, feel that you're equal to the boss. Not saying that you have to tell him what to do, but, you know, stand up and say, hey, I think you're wrong here, or this isn't right, or this isn't safe, and that sort of thing. And I learned that from working with the miners. And the government, I worked as a government employee for 17 years. After 17 years, we were privatized. I've been slightly involved in the union as a steward up until we're privatized, and after that, a lot of the older people were bought out or had the options of staying with the government. I liked the work I was doing. It's outside on highways, so I stayed and got quite involved in the union. And as time went on, I became a local chairperson of our local. I become part of the component, which is all local chairs from around the province dealing with provincial issues as far as highways workers go. And for a short while, I was involved in negotiations and for the province, and was part of tripartite talks when it come with working for, there was the union, there was the contractor, and the Ministry of Highways. So I was involved in all that stuff for quite a while. So I think saying that, if my memory serves the future about how things were at one time, I think in the future people are going to have to learn to stick together. It can't be one for all, and it's, you know, they need to put up their hand and say, hey, you know, there's a better way. Yeah. And I think we'll learn that from the history of the labor movement.
What do you think are some of the main issues that working people today face?
I think safety has become the responsibility of the worker, and instead of the employers being responsible for the safety of their workers, they've found a way of passing it on to the workers through contract work and that sort of thing. There's that, and I don't think wages and benefits are keeping up with the cost of living these days. And it's starting to show with the number of people who are on the streets, the number of people that can't afford housing. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add as part of this documented listening booth?
Well, I'd just like to say I think that I had very good training from people that knew what it was to be a part of a union and be a brother and look after each other.
That's good. Cool. Thank you for sharing.
No, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah.